Hello, everybody. It is part three of the Drunkcast. Christmas is over. Boxing Day is over. We are on the epic come down of both of those things. And this podcast is probably not going to help. This is an hour and 40 minutes of absolute sheer chaos. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you have fun. This is basically a celebration of 300 episodes of the Never Mind Polly podcast. And I want to do a massive shout out to my wife to be Rebecca for basically putting up with me and Becca being absolute drunkards. I'm recording this intro at 1:30 in the morning on Christmas Eve. That's fun. Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed the last three episodes. We will be back on January 5th with the excellent Joe Edwards of Shields. After that, we've got Grey Wind, we've got Rough Justice, we've got South of Salem, we've got Tenside, we've got Dead Poets Society, we've got Dream State coming back on the show.
Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Nevermind Polly podcast. This is part three of the Drunkcast. If you have listened to parts one and part two of the Drunkcast, I cannot help you. This is part three. And part three is something a little bit different. Part three is the return of Room 101. We done this back when Reese and Andy were on the show, and I've brought back Rebecca and Becca to do Room 101. I'm going to turn their mics on now. They're already... So, full disclosure, Rebecca, my wife-to-be, is on the tee. She's absolutely sober as fuck. I'm a little bit drunk. Rebecca is how many bottles of wine deep?
I'm gone.
I reckon I can get through three bottles. I reckon you told me that if I can get through three bottles, that you're going to send me to Alcoholics Anonymous. You might as well sign me up.
You are welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Thank you.
I've drunk three beers and a bottle of amaretto. So
I've got a drink left. I'm starting to debate if it's socially acceptable to drink out of the bottle. Asking for a friend, not the pisshead that you're sat with.
I've had a glass of red wine and half a can of salsa.
You used to quote, and I've got to tea. Party with Becca.
We used to party with Becca because Becca is our mate.
Do you know what we've not brought up though?
Hang on, go on.
Don't know if I'm going to go in the bin for this.
My finger is on the sin bin.
If anyone
bin
wants to know, like Matt will put me on mute if I say anything that's out of line.
Okay, my finger is on the button.
He's got anxiety.
I've got such
fucking
anxiety.
Can you remember when you'd done the YouTube videos and I was so nervous of you putting that t-shirt on show?
Oh, another t-shirt.
Yeah, your.
Do you want me to explain the t-shirt to everyone?
Basically, it's a t-shirt in bad taste of...
It's a European world tour,
except it's the Nazi party, right? And it's not the Euro Nazi. It's just it's a funny, controversial, meme-y kind of t-shirt.
It's a very controversial t-shirt.
You know what? You've not even got a platform, and I'm trying to not get you fucking cancelled.
I don't
dickhead.
Care. I've gone past the point. Like, I'm at that age.
I care. But I care that I've got a platform and you don't want to get cancelled on it. So what we are going to do before you do actually get yourself cancelled is we are going to return to Room 101. 101, baby. So for those of you who are unaware of what Room 101 is, essentially it's... Shut the fuck up. Let me do this.
I love that Rebecca's on the tee and I'm still able to crack her up.
Fuck's sake. Room 101 is essentially a TV show where
I've never watched
these two fucking Muppets in front of me
try and convince
me to put something into Room 101. Room 101 is essentially a place where things go to die, they're banished from existence. So if you are a fan
and I wasn't allowed to have my first option.
What was your first option?
Can't say it on the podcast.
What was it? Hang on, let me mute you and tell me.
Nonsense.
I mean, that definitely picked up. That definitely picked up the other two mics in the room. But yeah, no, you can't. Anyway,
okay, I've got another three. Anyway,
because I am a little bit too drunk, and you're definitely too drunk to be talking about this kind of serious topics.
No, right. There's a difference. I am drunk. I'm not gonna fucking say I'm not.
Yeah,
but I still know what I'm saying.
All right, so
just about
Rebecca. Do you want to start your argument for Room 101?
I think mine are more pet peeves than...
Yeah, but that's the point. Like,
mine ain't pet peeves.
Who wants to start?
Do you want to start?
Mine.
You got to pick one. Pick one, and then basically the way this podcast can work, you got to pick one. You got to argue your case to the rest of us, and then me as the host of the show,
the hostess with the mostest,
will take the final say in whether I think it goes in room 101 or not. In comparison to Becca's, but go on.
Slow walkers. Oh, cannot stand them. Just like, if you're going to move at a slow pace, I'm a fast paced girl. You know, just move out of my way.
Sorry, the cat.
Let me pass. And let me crack on with my day. But slow walkers, I cannot stand. I've got places to be.
Sorry,
I get
that.
Especially if you're in a rush.
Yeah, like, you know when you're at a fucking train station and fucking Doris in front of you.
Okay, so my first thing, right?
I'm going to have to.
Is where have you been? Where have you been? Oh my god, she's trying to pour red wine into a glass. Fuck me. Where have you been, Rebecca? Where you've needed fucking to be in a rush, like where have you been counted a slow walker? To give me some context, I know what you're saying, obviously, but where have you been in a context where slow walker's been a problem? Jesus fucking Christ!
Just reference.
That was Becca, not Rebecca.
That was me, not Rebecca. It's really weird saying my own name and not what I go by.
When I've needed to get a bus or a train or the toilet or...
Have you got a specific...
A festival.
Okay, festival. Go on, talk me through it. That's the whole point.
Going to see a band.
What was the band?
Oh, fuck me, my eyes are
Slipknot.
Shut up.
Slipknot, and you're needing to go, and you're waiting for another person, and you're thinking, I need to go.
What's that 2015, Bernie?
It was 2015.
Oh, fuck me, 2015 was brutal.
So,
and I was like, I need to go right now.
So where were you in correlation to Slipknot playing the main stage? Were you at the second stage, or where were you?
I was at a campsite.
So you were at campsite.
I've not even left the campsite. So,
no, yeah, you're fine.
I was still there.
Waiting for
you. Fine, that's not a problem. So you were still at a campsite.
Yeah.
And there were slow walkers in front of you, so you that stopped you, enabling you to get to the campsite.
I missed the intro. I was pissed.
All right, this seems like a pretty good point to bring Becca into this. Do you remember the creeper story?
Matt told me, right, I'm going to tell the fucking creeper story.
Sorry, I'm just saying, because this is right, fucking so comedy gold.
I don't know if Matt's ever told you the creeper story.
I don't think he has, no.
Right, well, I'm going to fucking air his dirty fucking laundry.
Go
right.
for it.
Me and we all went to Download. That was the year that I had the encounter with it, the accountants. I had the privilege.
You had
of
the accountants. Were you working for fucking the accountant, were you?
I did fucking accountant. I was with Ben for 2 years.
Fuck's it. That's the third fucking podcast and your ex has come up. Fuck me.
So,
me and Matt,
right? So, Matt really went to see Creeper and I really Big needed up. To go to the toilet. And he actually texts me saying...
Play fair.
You text me saying shit quicker.
I did tell you to. All right, so... I don't know the exact details of timing, right? So let's just say the Creeper, because they were the second or the first band, I can't remember. I think it was
the second band of the day.
Because Hacktivists were at first at 11.
Hacktivists can do me from him every angle.
Fuck me. So Hacktivists,
please edit that out.
No, I'm not editing that out. You can get fucked. By Hacktivist if you want. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm going to make this third and fourth part.
So, Creeper were on at 12. Creeper were on at 12, right? And we must have left the campsite, at like 10:30, right? Which is an ample amount of time to get from campsite to the fucking festival.
I've got another campsite story.
Hang on. Okay. Right? And then you said... to me, oh Matt, someone to the lines of my guts are gone or something like that, because that's the kind of person you are. My guts are gone. I need to take a dump. Right? So, no fucking shame at all, right?
You are my best friend, so yeah, I'm not
expecting you to
sugarcoat what I'm gonna tell you. Like, I needed to shit.
Yeah, fine. I've got no beef of you having to have a shit. My beef comes from the fact that we had to fucking, and I mean this, fucking.
I'm gonna wet myself.
The fact that I had to peg it, and I mean fucking peg it, to the fucking main stage, right? I'm just gonna turn their mic off while they just have an absolute fucking fit of it. For fuck's sake.
Oh dear.
Are we good? Are we good?
No,
just give 2 more minutes, please.
2 minutes? Okay. So basically, I had to. For fuck's sake. Hello, cat. So I had to peg it to me. But that being said, it made a beautiful memory because we ran down the hill as they played the intro to Black Rain. So that was fucking beautiful. So thanks for that. But you do need to shit quicker.
Right, my backstory to this, I'm really fussy on what I eat at festivals, right? And I needed to go.
Big time.
I'm never gonna listen to this podcast back.
Yeah, that's right. Me neither. I've got to edit it yet. I'm not gonna listen to it back. It's fine.
Like, and all I can remember is sitting on that fucking dirty pool room.
Gross.
You with the caption "shit quicker." Nothing else. Like shit.
Like, believe me, I want a shit quick cooking.
And I'm like, mate, I've ate Mexican food for the past 3 days. My eyes like shit through the oven needle.
Brilliant.
Right, but that was also the fucking year that I remember Tom and Ross.
Yeah.
Camped in a different campsite, didn't they?
I got so drunk, I forgot what fucking day it was.
And I remember.
And I've got that fucking footage on camera.
No, it was when you wore.
Is that when you're naming your friends the wrong name?
It was when you wore grey on grey with cherry red tuck pants.
Oh, you know what, right? She calls me out for a bit of cunt, right? She let me wear fucking grey Doc Martens, grey fucking trackies, grey fucking top.
The jumper was also from Amsterdam that year.
That I've been to Amsterdam, fucking.
So we had to make the point that you went to Bulldog,
yeah,
and smoked a doobie.
I did smoke a doobie in Amsterdam. Fuck me. Anyway, right. So Rebecca, to go back to your point about slow walking,
it's just like, I don't know. You might have somewhere to go, but I do, and it's kind of like, you know what I mean. And it's just like, I mean, I know there's probably people further down where it ain't the same. I don't know. I just look walkers. I just think, why are you walking so slow?
Okay. I don't get it. I see your point. And I'm going to raise your point with a question, right?
But I do say, excuse me.
Yeah, no. I'm not just being that.
Not you, with the manners.
My question is, right, and I'm going to use,
what if you've got little legs like me, that I'm 5'1".
You are 5'1". I'm going to use an analogy.
My little legs are trying to
shut the fuck up a minute.
He's sick of me on this podcast.
I'm going to use the analogy of a fucking slave's quote. Of a slave's fucking song lyric, right?
Oh.
You, or formerly known as soft play, or now, sorry, yeah, fucking whatever, right? The point is, you're not in traffic, you are traffic, move, right? Because you say you're stuck behind a slow person, are you not part of the problem because you're stuck?
No, you're not, though.
Well, no, but even if it's like, excuse me.
Because if that fucker in front of you is walking 2 miles now and you're walking 4, isn't that frustrating?
Yeah.
Like, because we've been
you are slow walkers. You have been walking with you,
but we have definitely, like, when we went to London, yeah. Right? We went to London.
London's a different fucking breed.
Hang on a minute. We went to London, right? And we were part of the problem because
no.
We went to go and look at the Christmas lights, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we went to look at the Christmas lights, and we were taking photos of the Christmas lights and shit like that, right? So someone, and I guarantee this is fucking fact.
They were part of the slow walker community.
Exactly. Someone is behind us going, these fucking cunts move out of the way. Like, do you know what I mean?
Have an easy place of life.
Do you know what, right? My completely off. It's not off topic, but, like, my mum worked in Central.
Sorry, paedophiles.
Nonsense. Birmingham tattoo scene and Norwich.
No, fucking leave it.
I've been told I'm not going to bring up. But, like, my mum works in Central London, right? And she worked there for years. Like, she fucking slaved her guts in, like, an accountancy firm. And her biggest pet peeve was fucking tourists.
Yeah.
Coming to see the Christmas lights. Yeah. Because, like, and her words were...
It's an audio based part. Rebecca's just put her fucking fingers up. She's got an audio thing.
Come and see the Christmas
peace sign.
Peace sign. Yeah, like, they can't fucking see it's audio.
Rebecca's giving the peace sign and I'm flipping you the bird.
I'm flipping you a knob.
Like, so like, my mum worked in central London, like, and her biggest pet peeve around this time of year was people coming to see, like, Covent Garden's Christmas lights and stuff.
Rebecca
like
looks
that.
So fucking guilty right now.
And like, but obviously, like, now we've moved up here, like, she gets it.
Mm.
But like, being back there and living back home, she couldn't.
Yeah.
So I can see like both sides of the story.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like slow walks in general, right? So
when's the
I'm gonna try and do this with every conversation we have, right? Play devil's advocate. Is there
Matt's
a time?
Gonna struggle with mine.
Shut your face.
He's sick of me.
Shut up,
man.
Just
put me in the naughty bin. I'll shut up now. Like,
yeah, I'll put you in the naughty bin. No,
I'm
what
back
I mean,
from the naughty bin. This is gonna be the only podcast that I'm never gonna be allowed on one again.
Is there an acceptable time to be a slow walker? That's my question.
Yes.
When
you're retired.
When you're fucking old and decrepit.
All right.
When you're retired.
Hang on. I've got a moral dilemma for you personally, Rebecca. Would you elbow a pensioner in the face to get catch a train if you were running late?
And no, but I'd use my mouth to say, move, bitch.
Get out the way.
No, I won't answer that.
So if a pensioner is stopping you from getting your train.
But I'm really sorry, I need to get past. Sorry, really sorry.
But no, but she's deaf. She's got a fucking hearing impediment.
So don't you worry. Don't you worry, I'll find a way.
So Doris, 95 years old, fucking with her Zimmer frame, fucking basically a deaf door. She can't fucking hear shit. And you're going, excuse me, Doris, I need to get this much fucking train. Right, would you fucking just give her a little elbow to the face?
No, because that's abuse. No,
because there is a difference between abuse, which is very serious, and abuse. There is,
it's
right?
Bodily harm.
Prove it, but, so I don't want to get done for GBA.
Because me and Rebecca talk about this all the time, right? Where we do silly things to each other, right? We'll be like fucking pissing about, right? We'll tickle each other and we're fucking messing about, right? And you go, and like, I sometimes hit you with a tea towel, which is fine.
It hurts when you do that.
Right? But, and you go, it's a boost. And I go, good, it's a boost, not abuse. Abuse is a very different thing to abuse.
Abuse is messing about.
Exactly, right? So what I'm saying is, give her a fucking cheeky elbow into the face. Do you know what I mean? To get her out of the fucking way. I'm talking about a metaphorical person who doesn't fucking exist. What I'm saying, right, is it's Christmas Eve, right?
It's Christmas Eve, babe.
Don't you shouldn't be out.
I can't remember.
Shut up. Right?
Do you know what? Can I apologise just for 1 second? Because I've not stopped touching this microphone.
Shut up. We've been recording for fucking 17 minutes. Fuck
I've
me.
Gone bus-eyed.
Shut up a minute. Right? So, right?
It's the tea.
In this metaphorical argument, right?
Yeah.
You're going to go home for Christmas. Yeah. And you might have to fucking twattle Doris in the face to get your train. And if you don't give her a little fucking nudge in the face with your elbow to get your train, you're gonna miss seeing your family at Christmas. Are you elbowing in the face?
I'd elbow the cunt in the face. But I've got no.
Right, that's the only way you're getting your train. If you have to go, sorry, Doris, bang.
I'll tap her.
No, that's not an option. You have to physically...
No, she'd turn around.
She's deaf as a door.
Excuse me. No, she will. No.
She
might be deaf. And she can't see me, but she
can feel.
She'll understand this.
What I'm saying for all you listeners, she's put me a finger up. What I'm saying is, if you had to, if you had,
get out the way.
You would. You'd rather miss your family.
I would not jab a woman in old lady first.
No, well, you are a better person than I am.
I couldn't jab her. I couldn't hurt somebody.
All right. Okay. Fine.
Would you push past her to get on the fucking train?
I would push past it, but I wouldn't actually physically elbow.
So Rebecca is one of us. She'll push past Doris.
If I could get past, then I'd be like,
we're accepting a push past. So we're not
a push. A push past, but not a gentle nudge. But not a elbow. Right. That's a bit.
Okay,
I've got no morals at all. But
okay,
can drop Doris in the face.
So that move. Is move, bitch. Get move. Out the way.
No, you can't
get
hear me.
Right. So that is your argument for your getting people in the way. That's number one. Yeah, you're happy with your argument.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked. Becca, tell me your... tell
you
me your...
want to put me on a naughty bin first.
No. It's we're not doing nonces.
No, how many times have Becca been in the naughty bin?
A couple times. It's fine.
Just a couple?
No, right. I made it in the naughty bin on...
Can you talk into the microphone?
I made it into the naughty bin on episode one. Naughty bin into the episode two. Fucking might as well make it a hat trick. So, mine is...
My finger is on the button.
Matt has got sheer anxiety that I'm going to land up in the naughty bin. Mine is... See, I don't know if any of you two have had this experience, but, I have in the past, a couple of years ago, tattoo-wise, that are up their own ass.
Okay, you can say at the moment.
Right?
But okay, so tell me your argument.
So, backstory, couple of years
can
ago.
Can I say no names?
No names, no names at all. I'm fully compartmental with not to drop names. So, backstory, a couple of years ago, I booked with a tattoo artist. Shit come out, but he was up his own ass. And it made me lose.
Can I interject? Will you say shit happened? Shit happened in the regards of he was a predator.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And
he,
I was
booked. He was predatory behavior. So we'll leave it like that.
As you'll hear in episode one, I've got a tattoo on my ass cheek.
Shannon
with a love heart.
I just want to interject. If you've listened to episode three, not episode one, you're fucking off the chain mental. If you've listened to this shit show.
If you've gone from one to three, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So obviously it came out in episode one that I had a tattoo on my ass cheek.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I booked to get it covered. Mm. And I wouldn't say I'm heavily tattooed, but for a female, I am.
Yeah, you're pretty heavy.
I think you're pretty heavy tattooed.
But obviously, if I put, if I hide, I choose to hide him a lot of the time.
Mm.
And I booked with this tattoo artist, and he was a fucking knobhead, to say the least.
Okay, so in what way was he a knobhead?
In ways I can't,
All right, so...
Do you know what I want to say?
You can say it without... So was he...
He was
sexually inappropriate.
Yes. So right, he had a lot of females. Fine. He had a lot of females booked with him. Because no disrespect to him, his artwork was fucking insane. And someone who goes to tattoo conventions and has done for years, he done some of the fucking biggest ones. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I booked with him, and I booked to get that tattoo on my ass covered. But not just that tattoo, the whole fucking, basically...
Your whole bum cheek.
The whole, my whole ass, but the bum hole.
Fair.
Right,
you probably should have just gone for the bum hole, to be honest, to get your bum hole tattooed.
I'm not getting my bum hole tattooed. We're not even getting onto the subject, because you're going to have some fucking...
Because you know what, you know what would be, sorry to talk about your actual arsehole at this, you know what would be really cool?
Episode three, where we talk about Becky's arsehole.
Yeah, literally. If you could just get I'm so drunk. So you could just get lines, just a black hole, right? Like a literal.
You're describing my ass as a black hole.
Yeah, I am a little bit, but a literal black hole, you see in space, space black hole, right? Just imagine that, but just your bum hole, right? And it doesn't have to be your bum hole. I mean, just anyone's bum hole, right? But just picture your own bum hole if you're listening, right? And then just black it out.
If you're listening, I'm so sorry.
If just picture your own bum hole, and then just black it out. Like in the same way people get their arms blacked out, yeah, like, right? But just black out your bubble so it looks so like a black hole. I'd be fucking sick. That's what I'm saying.
I booked with this tattoo artist. Like, obviously, we were talking about this earlier. Like, he's from the Midlands. I booked with this tattoo.
Easy. You're on sketchy character.
That's trendy. Very sketchy.
My finger is on the button, as like, the Chemical Brothers once said.
Midlands covers a lot.
Yeah.
And I booked with this tattoo artist, mm-hmm. and a lot come out, and it put me off. So it's, to me, like, my biggest pet peeve is tattoo artists, and it could probably stand for like anywhere, like doesn't matter where you are, like tattoo artists think they have a fucking right to be dickheads. I don't care how good your work is or how fucking sick you are, if you're a fucking dickhead, you're not getting my money.
Fair.
Like,
fair.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've paid, like, so the fuck, like, we spoke about it earlier, like, the fucking, the amount I've paid for what I've got. Like, the fucking shrine on my leg was 600, my chest piece was enough.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking it on the back of my leg, right? Like, I've got no qualms with paying the exact amount for tattoos. But if you're a fucking dickhead, I'd rather lose the deposit. Because I don't care who you are, what you are, or anything. But if you think you've got an authority over females, then you can keep my 40 quid deposit.
Yeah.
And I think as a, I don't know if you agree, but like, you're female. But like,
yeah.
Being tattooed by a male,
you shouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable. You shouldn't be made
to feel uncomfortable. Like,
you've paid somebody to do some work.
I choose to personally get tattooed by males. Like, the tattoo artist I have now, I'd trust with an inch of my life. Like, I've cried on him. Do you know what I mean? Like, so we spoke about it earlier, like, my granddad passed away. And we were talking about, like, he tattooed my brother before he tattooed me. And he brought it up in conversation. Like, he's never done something like related to my granddad for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think the thing is, like, so obviously I've got fucking a Day to Remember lyrics on my back.
Yeah.
And he's the only person I'd trust to tattoo my back. And he's male. But he's the second male tattoo artist I've booked with where one's been a fucking complete dickhead. So, like, a lot of my pet peeve is male tattoo artists that think they have a fucking authority. Does that make sense?
It does. Is that your whole case presented? Lovely.
So, like, male tattoo artists that think they have authority. And it's not just, like... been to a tattoo conventions, a lot of it is male, like, a lot of them, like, unless you've been to a convention, like, a lot of it is male. And, like, personally, as a female, I'm a feminist, but bring more females. Like, I get that the tattoo scene is very male populated. Like, if you go back to the, like, I think because I'm a nerdy, like, if you go back to the 90s, it's very male. It's early 2000s, it's very male. But bring the females to it. Like, so male artists that A, think they have a fucking right to be there, and females don't. Like, I've seen that with my own eyes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So to conclude that particular argument between the pair of you, I think tattooing, as we discussed in the car prior to the podcast recording, I think tattooing is an incredibly intimate thing.
It is.
Right? Like, because it is, you are letting someone permanently scar your body.
Yeah.
Right? And I know tattooing, like, you can get tattoo removal and things like that. I know that.
Tattoo removal is fucking intimate.
Yeah, of course
it is. Because they're taking away a tattoo. But the
thing is, it's such an intimate thing because it's like, you know, even if you get it, like, somewhere that's not intimate on your hands or your fingers or your feet. Like,
I've got a fucking human butt plug on my arm.
You have got a human butt plug on your arm. Right?
Like, moral of the story is.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, you're... Because a lot of time, tattoos don't sometimes mean anything to anyone. They're just cool. Like, I've got two Simpson characters tattooed on my leg. They're fucking cool. Like, I don't hold any relevance. I've got other tattoos on my leg which hold a lot of relevance.
That
opens up conversation.
Yeah, like,
and then that kind of opens yourself up to being like, what does that mean? Why have you got that? And, you know, because it's essentially, you know, I'm very glad that Ross, who does my tattoos, is fucking lovely and he's not trying to make small talk. He's genuinely having a conversation with me.
With me, I got my first, like, obviously my massive one on my back.
Yeah.
And I had Have Faith in Me tattooed on my back.
Yeah.
Which is a Day to Remember lyrics.
Yeah.
So that any of your podcasts, listeners,
yeah.
I don't know what to call them. It's really awkward.
It's all right. It's good.
Like, so I had that tattooed on me, and that is sentimental. Like, so obviously I got that done when I was, Jesus, like, it makes me sound well old. Like, I had that done when I was 20, and probably the worst place of my life.
Yeah.
But them lyrics, Have Faith in Me, has something to me. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, admittedly now, like, at the grand age of 27, nearly 30, I want them covered. Because that was a time in my life where I don't want to remember. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
And, like, I the person that tattooed my bum cheek, like, he's no longer with us. And he was the kindest fucking soul. And when he tattooed it, he was like, how long have you been friends?
Yeah.
Like, how long have you known each other? And it's like, you get to tell the story through that. Like,
yeah.
Even now, like, I'm like, oh, I want to get it covered. But it's like, there's a story behind that tattoo.
Yeah.
But it's when you get, when, like, so in my case, like, I booked to get a tattoo done with someone for, like, 6.5 hours because I can sit like granite. It was, and when all that come out, like, because I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
It was soul destroying because it's not, like, their artwork weren't good. They're not, I'm not saying that their artwork weren't
Artwork. I'll say it for you, it's fine.
Artwork weren't good, or they weren't talented, because they are talented. Like, I've followed them on Instagram for years. Like, they've done the, I don't know if any of your followers are, like, big with conventions like I am.
I mean, I don't know. We've got a lot of listeners. Thank, like, you very much for listening. So, like, but yeah,
obviously, you've got the big tattoo convention in Turkey. Mm. He's done the one in Vegas. And it's like, booking with him was, like, fucking buzzing. Like, I can get it covered with something.
Mm.
That is something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when it all come out about his
misdemeanors
and, like, his past, it was like, to me, I was like, do I lose the deposit and sit with my morals?
Yeah.
And it made me really stop and think. So, like, I've only ever been tattooed by males.
Yeah.
Like, I've had all my piercings done by males, even, like, the really intimate ones. And it's like, to me, it's like, that's where it comes from, like, tattoo artists that think that they have a fucking authority.
Yeah.
I've sat there and walked in as someone who's not heavily tattooed and been judged by males that are heavily tattooed. Like, I remember walking in, getting my kneecap tattooed.
Mm.
And I remember telling you that,
did you get Kong to do that?
Huh? Yeah.
Did you get Kong? Yeah,
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam is the fucking best person. Like, he anyone from Suffolk or Norfolk, go hit up Kong, because he's fucking brilliant. Like, he's the best person I've ever had. He's
recently put up some really cool kind of
Stewie Griffin.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want fucking like, zombie Stewie Griffin on me so bad.
So sick. Like, he is the best person. Like, he has done my fucking chest piece, my sternum, and my ribs. My fucking leg. Like, he is the kindest soul.
He's a really nice guy.
He is the loveliest guy. Like, and I booked with him to get my kneecap tattooed. And this is where it all kind of stemmed from. Like, I didn't get judged by him, but I got judged by the older tattooist in that tattoo studio.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've walked in.
He done my arm.
So you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, I know exactly. So, like, obviously, I've walked in there as, like, not a very tattooed person, but a heavily modified tattooed person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wasn't tattooed, but I was very, like, I've got the tunnels, I've got the piercings, I've got the dermals. And I remember walking in there, and this is where my pet peeve come from. I remember booking in to get my kneecap tattooed, and I was so, and that person was, like, so convinced I wouldn't sit through it.
Mm.
And I was judged before I got it done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, like, it's common knowledge. I got my palm of my hand done. Mm. And that's going to be the most painful place. And to me, it's like, you're judging beforehand. So it's not like the new tattoo artist. It's more like the old school and the fucking nonsense
yeah.
that like are in the tattoo scene. Like,
all right, I'm good.
Matt's gonna put me in the naughty bin.
We're not talking about those people. Like, Rebecca's so sober. She's just lit there, like, she's just listening intently, but like, gone. But like, she's just sees me hovering over the button, like, do not talk about nonsense.
So it's like years ago, like, because you saw it over Instagram. It's Dolly Dunner and stuff, like. It's them tattoo artists that get my backup. Like, you're not going to get my backup.
We're not mentioning names. Come
on. No, I'm not. Like, if I wanted to name and shame, I would.
We're not.
But I'm not.
So,
but that's my pet peeve. Tattoo artists that think they have an authority.
Yeah.
Think they have a right.
I am fucked, but we're not caught. Rebecca's fucking like, pissed
herself
off. I can
fucking rant and rave about the tattoo scene. But okay, it's more my pet peeve is. Tattoo artists that think they have an authority and a right to tell you you're A, not heavily tattooed enough, and that take their privilege.
Yeah.
If beautiful. That's the right word.
Yeah, beautiful.
That obviously tattooing someone's very intimate, like we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. to an extreme.
Okay, right.
That's
so
my first
point. I'm now going to, as judge, jury. Judge, jury, and execution on this fact.
I'm executed.
I cannot under.
I'm gonna be sick.
No, it's okay. Just. I can't. Oh, shut up! Right. Silence. Silence in my court, please. Fuck me. Fuck's sake. Right.
I'm like a naughty child.
I cannot, in good faith, put. All male tattoo artists into Room 101 because not 1, 2, 3, 10 bad apples ruin the tree. That's all. The judge is speaking. Shut the fuck up.
Have you ever been female?
I'm just gonna fucking put you
on
me.
I'm in the fucking naughty bin, but I know if I speak loud enough, I come through Rebecca's.
Right, neck. Just shut up. Right. So on that basis, shut up. That's a great fucking song.
But can you take me out of the naughty bin, please?
Yeah, you're out of the naughty bin.
I been in the naughty bin?
No. What I'm saying is, I'm gonna have to put Slow Walkers into Room 101 on that basis. So, Becca, you get part two. So you're now free to tell your next one. Becca. Rebecca will go against you.
Becca needs a wee, so Rebecca might want to go first.
You go for a wee.
Mine aren't really that important. They're my stupid little ones.
No, it's fine. Just go for a wee, and then Rebecca will tell her. You need to go for a wee.
I'm going to say I don't need to go.
Okay, you go for a wee. Rebecca will tell everyone about yours. What's your next one?
No, it's not even that big of a deal.
It doesn't matter. It's just a bit funny. It's only a podcast. It doesn't matter.
It's people like kicking back in your chair, like, you know.
Oh, don't even get me.
No, right? Because I always get it when I go to a cinema. So right, when I go to a cinema, I have to make sure that I have a back row.
Hang on. You said to me before we started this episode. You said to me, I want.
I'm trying to breathe and not
fucking stop it. You're such a cunt.
What?
She's fucking. It's a fucking microphone. I can fucking hear it in my headphones. Stop it. Oi.
Ready?
No, Rebecca.
Stop it. Stop it, all of you. Fuck's sake, children. No, you said to me. You said
hit
to me,
baby, one more time.
You said,
oh, baby.
Oi.
It was Christmas Eve. How does something go?
Can I just say my point? Can I just say my thing? I was going to say, right? You were going to say you don't like sitting, because you said it to me perfectly. You don't like sitting at the back of the cinema, not because of hanky panky, but because cunts keep kicking the back of your chair. That's pretty much what you said.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So argue on that point. You want to sit at the back of the cinema, not for hanky panky, because you don't want people kicking your chair. Go.
Yeah, people keep. I like to sit at the back of the thing.
Yeah, right. So tell me why. You go for a wee.
Ain't nothing better.
Just go for a wee, Rebecca.
I can't stand up.
Just go for a wee. Oh, fuck me.
I don't want it to fall over. That's just fine, watch that wire. Please don't fall over.
Watch the cat.
But believe me.
Right, Rebecca. Don't fall down the toilet. Rebecca, you're arguing with me. You tell me the case of why
you want to sit in the cinema. Right. I like to sit at the back of the cinema because if I sit in the middle or anywhere where there's somebody sat behind me, 10 out of 10, I will get somebody kicking at the back of my chair. Right now, I know there's people that are tall. And they can't, like yourself, they can't help that they're tall. And they will nudge the back of your chair. But the people that literally deliberately put the feet flat on your chair and push it, you know what I mean?
I do, right? And I'm actually already on your side because...
I get something
cinemas, generally...
The seats are so close together, just like they are.
Yeah, generally, they're on a slope. Right, because you've got the big fucking screen at the front of the cinema, and generally, and I'm not saying this is for all cinemas, but generally, they're on a slope so that tall people won't be in front of shorter people behind them. So I get that, I completely. But people who kick the back of your chair, and let's be honest, they're generally normally children, right?
Some of them are adults, but I've had a child once, but. But I have had a kid I had a kid kicked back of my chair, right? But the parents behind him weren't saying anything to him. And I'll, you know what I mean? A bit of time went by and then it got to the point where I was like really frustrated.
What's going on? I don't know what's happening, right? Sorry, I'm confused. What? Becca just farted. Sorry, fuck me. Right, come back to tell me your point. Fuck's sake. We've got 20 minutes left of this fucking podcast. We've got 20 minutes this fucking hour to do. Come on.
Oh, God, right. A bit of time went...
Shut the fuck up and sit down. Drink your fucking drink. Drink your bloody water and shut up.
Right. Socks off.
Shut up, right. Rebecca, continue your point, Rebecca.
I'm trying. Please don't fall.
No, I'm fine. I'm trying to see when I'm wiser.
Right. I forgot where I am now. What did I get up to?
You put me in the fucking I put you in the...
Just let Rebecca finish her point.
I forgot where I got up to.
You're talking about children
So 9 out of 10 times I do get kicked to back of a chair, and some of my kids, but some of mine, like a lot of my adults, but this one particular time we were a kid that were doing it, and a bit of time went by and I was like, maybe she'll stop doing it, or you know, her parents will tell her off. No, my mum and dad didn't tell anything, and I just turned around and just got kind of like, are you Is this your daughter? Yeah. Well, she's kicking back in my chair. Can you tell her to stop? And he told her, and I'm like, look, like, surely you'll know before that your kid's kicking or pushing, because you're going to watch your kid, aren't you, and make sure that they're sitting properly and whatnot.
I think that's a perfectly valid thing.
I shouldn't have to tell you to tell your child to stop kicking back in my chair. It's common sense, you know?
Okay, so...
That is my pet peeve.
As I said to Becca, I'm going to play devil's advocate for just a second, right? You were a child once, as were you, right? But I'm specifically talking to Rebecca at this point. You were a child once. Did you ever, and don't lie to me, you don't lie in court, right? Hand on the Bible and all that shit, right? Did you ever buy popcorn / any kind of sweets as a child / teenager and throw it at people?
No, I didn't actually. I were as good as gold as a kid.
Right, okay.
Fair enough. Because if I were naughty, I'd get a slap on the legs.
Fair enough.
Laura probably did, because our Laura was the reckless
your sister,
one.
Your sister Laura is
I were pretty quiet and really. Fine. So fine. No, I were good at two shoes. So I was quite good.
So we've got in the court of what's the word?
Matthew Bacon.
Don't fucking use my full name, you cunt. In the red corner, we have kicking the back of your chair in cinema / kids being pricks, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Versus? Tattoo artists. We've done tattoo artists.
I think you're talking about, so my next one is shrapnel.
Shrapnel, so we're talking about cash.
Yes.
Like, just coinage.
Coins.
Okay, cool, go on.
I feel like males don't struggle with this as often. So I
am listening to your argument fully. I'm all there.
Out of this conversation, so it's more like me and you. Like, if you ever put change in your purse, you've not been able to shut it. The fucking struggle. Like, fucking just round it up to the nearest 10.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to try and cram 10p in my purse. Like,
so,
I don't carry cash a lot of the time, but I don't want to fucking cram it in my pocket.
No, I don't carry a lot of cash on me. I've got a little bit on me today because I got paid tips from work, but other than that, I don't throw it out.
I don't throw it out for your 2p's.
No, I don't throw it out.
I fucking hate cash.
I'm more of a pay by card.
This is a bigger conversation, which I'm not going to fucking get into, but this is a bigger conversation regarding people, like the government, wanting to get rid of cash, right? And being going to cashless society, which, for the record...
I'm so sorry for maths listeners.
It's fine. What, for the record, I think is wrong, right? I think having cash is important because it's a physical entity you can have in your hand, in your pocket, in your purse, in your wallet.
I've got no problem against cash.
If you're going to talk into the fucking microphone.
I'm trying to eat nuts, mate.
Fuck me.
I'm trying to drink wine. Get nuts in my mouth. This podcast is only meant to be 3 parts. I can see it being 4.
Absolutely fucking not.
You're not going to edit 4 parts?
No, just shut right. Wow. What I'm saying is, right, so cash, like, I... Because we talked about, like, in part 2, about the fact that clothes and stuff... I don't see the value in clothes, right, per se. Do you know what I mean? But money, like, physical... Like, if you give me a £20 note, I know in 2023 what £20 can buy me, right?
A pair of four boxes from Primark.
It can buy me a few beers at the pub, right? I know what I can
physically buy. What pub are you going to?
The Triangle in Lurstock, apparently.
Oh, shit, yeah. Mate.
Anyway, all the bloody, what's the other one we went to? On my 29th, I can't remember now. Fucking
Mischief.
The Mischief of Norwich. Anyway, what I'm saying is...
Or Scruffy's.
Scruffy's.
No, that's Birmingham, ignore me.
Anyway, what I'm saying is you can physically feel and see what that thing is in your hand. If it's ping, 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 ping on a card or on your phone or whatever, right? And also, you're more susceptible to, like, fraud and things like that. If I gave you £1,000 in hard, cold cash in your hand, you can physically feel it, you can see it, it's an entity you could hold.
Yeah.
If I pinged you £1,000, that's kind of in the fucking... Not to get too tinfoil hat-wearing about it, but that's kind of in the air, in the ether, in the fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Right? I've forgotten where I was going with that point. You were talking about Strapnell. Go back to that. Sorry. I forgot. Fuck me. She's pouring that wine like a fucking right knobhead. What did we do with the tea towel? We had a tea towel. Anyway, just drink. Talk about Strapnell again. What are you talking about, Strapnell? Don't wipe the wine with your fucking t-shirt, you dickhead. Fuck
like,
me.
Strapnell, it's like, do you know how annoying it is? Like, I don't think you'll understand this, so it's mainly to Rebecca.
No, I do, but I'm just saying, I'm just making the point, I don't carry cash as much as what I used to, so I'm making the point.
You know when we've been shopping in Norwich? Like, you know when you've been given the fucking change, you're like, shit, this ain't gonna fit in.
No.
And like, just rammed it up, like, I'd rather pay the extra 50p.
Yeah.
To get a fiver back than get...
Can I just say how expensive fucking bag for Lifesite nowadays?
Have they been a pound? Like, don't get me vexed.
I went to Morrison's today, right? And I spent like fucking it was about £15, something like that, on some White Claw and bits of bobs. Anyway,
he's bowling.
I'm bowling. I got some.
Bowling,
I got
baby.
Myself White Claw, baby. no. But the fucking bag for life cost me 45p.
Yeah,
a bag
I'm sorry,
that's fucking mad.
I got one from Co-op, right? Because when I worked for Co-op, I don't know, there were 10p, right? The one, you know, the Co-op where I worked for, there were 10p, right? 10p. I've left work a year, right? Now, I don't know if these bags are more expensive.
Can I interject? 40p. Can I interject? I need a wee, so carry on. I'm talking to Becca. I need a wee.
Have a conversation
40p. I scanned it at till. I thought 40p, because I thought, oh, it's only going to be about 10p. Oh, well, like, so when I have a conversation with my mum, I know it's only 30p, but I'm going to be like, Mum, have your bag for life gone up to 40p? Because if not, it's probably because it's Central England Co-op and it's more expensive.
No, I was watching something the other day. 40p. Like, I went in Tesco's earlier, so me and Matt went to Tesco's before we got here, We've gone completely off subject. But hello, Bacon. Welcome to Rebecca and Becca's podcast, because yeah, we're the fucking life and soul of the party.
Yeah, Matt's gone to toilet.
He wants us to do this in, like, what, an hour?
20 minutes. 15 minutes, he said. I don't know how long we've been talking for. I don't know.
Because he wants to be in bed by 11.
I don't even know what time it is.
But it's like, wasn't it like, Asda's fucking, like, Tesco's and Asda's, like, bags for lives are fucking disgusting. Like, the price shit. They want.
And the shit.
Is shit.
And the shit.
Like, nick 'em.
Just nick 'em.
Hey. Just nick 'em.
Well, yeah, what are they going to do? They're going to chase you.
What are they going to do? Fucking put it on your DPS if you go and work and care. I've run out of nuts, just to let you know.
They're
I'm three parts.
It's ridiculous. Pissed. It's ridiculous.
It is, though, isn't it?
It is. It's ridiculous.
The amount you pay to carry your fucking shopping from the fucking trolley to your car.
You might as well get a cardboard. You might as well get a cardboard box. It's stronger.
A cardboard box is stronger. Like, the bags are going to fucking die. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not worth it, is no, it? It's not worth 30p.
Oh, and the price of olive oil is ridiculous. Olive oil.
Price of milk.
Milk. Olive oil, right?
I don't know what I've walked into, but that was the greatest
olive oil, a lady wanted, right, a tin of, like, two or 3 litre barrels of olive oil, right? They're not adding in for a while.
They're not adding for a while.
They doubled in price, right? 3 litres worth £32,
right? I would rather shit in my hands than clap.
No, they were £32.95, right? For 3 litres, right? They're not adding in for a while. I put the prices up. You'll never guess how much they went to.
I don't even want to know.
From £32 each, right? They went up to £63.
Fuck off.
The price had doubled. So I had.
We've gone completely off subject. Like, I never thought I'd be so invested in the price of fucking cooking.
I couldn't believe it. I'm
easily distracted. So you're telling me it went from £32 to £60? That's £28 more. Like,
that's like 50%.
I'd fucking deck a bitch and, for yeah, less.
And her sister, I was like, are you sure I've done this right? Because I thought, have I done it wrong? But I was like, she's like, nope.
All right. So let me, because we said this was going to be part three and the final part.
A woman spent £130 on some olive oil.
We have spent fucking 50 minutes and we've not even got past the second point.
So right, I don't need another fag.
No, that's fine. So we've talked about... You, how? What was yours again?
Kicking back a chair.
Kicking the back of chair / kids being pricks, right?
It's just mostly kicking back a chair.
Kicking back a chair.
It's so annoying though, isn't it?
Right, so what was yours again?
Tattoo artist. Male tattoo artist. And I know you're going to hate it.
Shrapnel.
And male tattoo artist.
Okay, right, so I am going to... Right, so this is something that me and Becca talked about in the car on the way up here, right? We shouldn't have talked to the male. We should have sat in silence on the way up here, right?
We basically, that's enough to get me and Matt
canceled. No. It's not that. We fucked the entire podcast on the way up here, right? On the road up here, right? Shut the fuck up a minute. Right,
I've run out of nuts, big man.
Brilliant. Don't say that in two sentences in the same words. Right, what I'm saying is... I'm going to have to side with Becca because kid, unless you, as in the pair of you and all of us and all of everyone listening, are whiter than white and our childhood.
I mean,
was
I am Casper's friendly ghost.
Fuck me. Unless our childhoods... were spotless
in
terms of...
No, my dad used to hide drugs in my packed lunchbox at Download Festival.
Brilliant. In terms
sorry,
of like,
Dad, I do love you.
In terms of, like, just, like, you know...
Big fact, man, Dan.
Shut the fuck up, minute. Right? Let me get my fucking point out, you cunt. What I'm saying is...
You can't.
Shut... Right.
Don't you dare touch me, by the
way. I'm in the naughty bin.
Sorry,
I'm just going to put you in a fucking sin bin while this... Right, what I'm saying is, she just spilled white fucking red wine. What I'm saying is, right, you've got to be cleaner than fucking clean to say that you never, Rebecca, did anything bad as a child, right? So that's why shrapnel is going in and yours.
Yeah, but it's obviously the
can I
kids.
Come out the sin bin,
it's just
please.
Kicking pick on my chair. It's not just a kid, it's an adult that okay. knows better.
All right, okay, fine.
That's even worse.
It's an adult.
But that brings us to a little bit of jeopardy, right? Because you've both got one each, yeah? Brings me a little bit of jeopardy.
What about yours? We won't talk about yours.
No, no, no. Yes, I'm not playing the game.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yes, you are. Hello, yeah. Welcome to Polly Podcast, where there's going to be part four and five.
What are yours?
Where me and Rebecca question Matthew on questions that he does not want to answer.
All right, okay, fine. So I haven't actually thought of one of a I haven't thought of one off the top of my head, but what I will say is are you fuck
just
me.
Just some more.
Becca's just inhaled the fucking nuts in a bowl. I've got one, right? Okay, so you two, between you, can decide and interrogate me on this, right?
I'm so glad I'm pissed.
Right? But mine is fucking bulletproof and I can prove it, right?
I reckon I can destroy.
No. I don't think you can. I think you can, right? So
give me a chance.
So my pet peeve I want to put in room 101, right? Are you gonna shut up and let him talk?
I've got red wine on my tits.
Brilliant. Are you gonna let me talk about my fucking thing, right? So my room 101 is the fact that Hollywood. Shut up, dickhead. Hollywood.
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up.
Are you done? The fact that Hollywood.
Yes, I don't
right,
know the rest of the song.
The Hollywood and film production companies in general have run out of ideas. That is why remakes are on the incline. But the remakes and the fucking sequels, prequels, bollocks. Is fucking terrible, and it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing overall for the movie industry.
Right, is that
fucking grill me, bitches. I've got this.
Oh mate, I'm gonna fucking set you
go
on
in. Fucking suck.
So
is that
number one?
That's my. That's
where's
my
number two at?
No. You said for me to have one. That's my one. I'm saying the prequels / sequels / fucking follow-ons and all that bollocks is a bad idea because. Original content and the original idea isn't being portrayed anymore because it's easier to make, and I'm just singling out the single thing is that it's easier to make The Matrix part fucking 3 than it is to come up with an original idea. Fucking prove me wrong. That is fucking
we've
bulletproof.
Really trying to prove him wrong. So this is my fucking mission. I don't care. Like, I'm
fucking grill me.
That third bottle of wine has got me. By the way,
yeah, I've done a bottle of amaretto. I've done three beers. And I'm drinking some white claws.
If any of Matt's subscribers would like to think they can outdrink me, fucking set the game.
Are you fucking grilling me, or are you just calling people out? Fuck me. Come on.
So he's obviously talking about Hollywood.
So what? So
right.
Let me do it.
But like, right. So obviously, there's like Disney films that we remember. They're obviously doing live action ones.
Like them Disney films that have been remade, right? But what films are you talking about that have been remade?
I'm talking about specific things, like say, and again, I've not seen it, so I'm not gonna. But I know it's shit because I've heard it.
How do you know it's shit? Okay, you've not watched it.
Fine. Right. Okay. So.
Give me the IBM.
Right, Shrek. That's
everyone loves Shrek.
That is a meme. We can all get behind Shrek, right?
Yes.
Shrek 1, in my opinion,
in my opinion,
is a piece of cinematic genius, right? Because it hits all the right notes, it hits all the right bars, and it's brilliant, right? Shrek 2. Stop touching your microphone.
Sorry, it's because I'm three parts pissed.
Yeah, shut up. Shrek 2. Shrek 2 is even better than Shrek 1, right? But in my opinion, they have fucking milked that cash cow for all it's worth, and they made Shrek 3, which is pointless, Shrek 4, which is offensive. And I'm not just talking about Shrek. I'm talking about right? So
is he a Shrek 4?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's my point. You don't even, you like Shrek, right?
Yeah.
Shrek 1, Shrek 2, you're on board with that?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen number 3.
Shrek 3, you're
on board
with that?
I don't
exactly,
think I've seen
right?
that.
Exactly, right? My point is, like, Star Wars, right? For example, we'll take a big franchise, right? 4, 5, 6, which they've done originally, they're 1, 2, 3. Fine. I've got no real beef with that.
But when The Force Awakens comes, exactly. Everybody didn't like
they
it because it were a remake.
Right? And then they're going, right, let's play on the nostalgia card of Obi-Wan, and we're going to go to Osaka, and we're going to go to fucking Book of fucking Boba Fett and all that
can
jazz.
Can you pass me that glass of water, please?
Which I'm not... Yeah, I can.
Because all of a sudden, I've gone fucking dizzy.
Oh. You might need some...
Which I've not got. I've not got. Sorry, this is fucking. This podcast has gone to shit. But what I'm saying is, I've not got an. I've not got a inherent problem with, you know, people making remakes and shit like that. What I'm saying is, it's fucked Hollywood because there's no original ideas anymore. I mean, it's all just right. So, you know, take any fucking big franchise, whether it be Star Wars, whether it be fucking Marvel, Willy Wonka, like they just rehash the same fucking idea because they know the people are already invested in it and it already makes money. Fucking bite me. Try and find
a man.
Try and find a fault in that.
I get the Willy Wonka.
Spider-Man. Sorry, I get fucking passionate about this shit.
I get the Willy Wonka because they've only just made a remake of it this Christmas.
And then before that, it was the Johnny Depp one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's obviously
but
the
it's
original.
Like, Shrek is fucking.
Can I just say, if you've listened to 59 minutes of this podcast, you've literally reached the peak of fucking this podcast being fucking
because
shit.
Because I'm about to chunder because I've just had to ask Matt with water.
Okay.
Like, but it's like, I'm so sorry. I can't stop touching the mic.
Can I just say, this was episode 300, right? And the reason why episode 300 is because we have done, I have done, between myself and Rebecca, who is.
What were you talking about?
As in Rebecca, my wife to be, yeah. Not you, Becca, unfortunately. Rebecca, my wife to be. Has done 104 episodes without fucking knowing it because she sat here and listened to 104 fucking episodes of me banging on about fucking how good an album is or how good a band is. Am I right? Am I wrong? Yeah, and you had to fucking listen to me edit it, right? And this is the only time I get this year to go, this is fucking fun, isn't it?
Like, but your hair down.
Don't get me wrong. The majority of interviews I've done this year have been super fun. But sometimes it does feel like fucking hard work. This is not hard work. This is me and my wife and my best friend getting fucking pissed and having a fucking laugh.
Best friend's about to go chunder.
Woo!
Oh, no. Are you okay?
It's all right, baby. I'll tie my hair back.
Don't ever call my wife baby again. That's
you've got
weird.
A bubble. I was about to say, do you want a bubble?
Can I call you baby?
Just fucking,
you've got me whatever you want.
It's fucking weird of me,
I've
played
on your fiancé's lap
right, okay.
Twice
so, tonight. No. Let's go back to the point you were trying to make. What you were trying to, and I was arguing the case of saying, fucking cunt, you're a fucking cunt, man. Right, let's go back to the fucking point of arguing the case. You think... So I think that fucking Disney you're a fucking cunt bag, man. So am I winning? What's your argument then?
Have you watched Shrek 1, 2 and 3?
I watched the third one. I didn't even know there was a fourth one.
Becca, talk into the mic, fam.
I can't fucking
alright, let me
what's Shrek 4
about
then?
Sorry, I keep wanting to put the mic in my mouth.
Don't put...
What's Shrek 4 about?
If I give you the mic, will you promise not to put in your mouth? Okay, I can't promise that.
Mark, what's Shrek 4 about? I didn't even know there was
Shrek 4. I just thought Wait, so, like, can you remember watching Shrek 2?
Yeah.
Donkey's not, like, got, like...
Shrek 2 is arguably better than Shrek 1. I'm going to fuck
I've seen 1 and 2. I've seen it.
Yeah, it's fucking like, class.
Yeah.
Right? that fucking montage where she's like, I need a hero.
I need a hero at the end of the night, the fairy.
If
any bands want to get me for like their backing vocals,
mate, you're peaking Rebecca so fucking Lee, hard right
0112 now. 0112@icloud.com
You just fucking voice your fucking email. You are a silly cunt, man.
Are you gonna edit that out, though?
Fuck no.
like, can you remember watching Shrek as a child, like, and being the best thing since?
Okay,
Shrek.
So
regardless if it's 1, 2, 3, and 4, I think that the fucking nostalgia of that is it's your fucking childhood.
Can I just say, right, Shrek?
I need a hero.
Can I just give you?
I'm gonna go be sick.
I feel like I'm gonna be sick as well. Can I just give you the brief synopsis?
Welcome to Matthew's Polly Podcast.
Shut the fuck up.
If Matthew doesn't edit this into his Polly Podcast part four, because I'm starving, I'm fighting for my life because I'm about to go be sick.
If you've made it to episode 3 of this fucking podcast, you're a fucking moron.
You're a fucking trooper.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Sweet home Alabama. Lord, I'm coming home to you.
I'm coming on someone. Like, shut up a minute. Let me just fucking finish this. Right, shut up. Right. Can I, right, so Shrek. Shut up.
Part three and four, shut the fuck up.
Shrek. Such a cunt. Shrek 4. I'm just going to give you the synopsis. Let me finish this fucking sentence, you dick. Fuck me. Right. Shrek 4, the synopsis, it says, Shrek, bored of life, bored of the fucking film, wants to regain his lost glory. He makes the impact. Shut up, you fucking knobheads.
I can't even finish.
Makes a pact with Rumpelstiltskin. I can't say that fucking word. Whereby he makes dupes Shrek. Shut up. All right, you done now? Where he dupes Shrek into sending him to a world where he is king and the ogres are hunted. Fuck me, that took a long time to say. Fucking hell. 104 podcasts this year and this is the fucking end of it. Fuck me.
Is this going to be or are we going to have another part?
Nah, this is it.
Once
I stop that record button, we're not fucking doing it more.
How long we got left?
How long do you... I've got 1 hour, 4 minutes left.
I would like to sing a song. Matthew hates me. Shut up.
Rebecca.
Yes.
One in front of you.
What one are you talking to?
You.
Because the problem is, Becca,
there's one in front of you.
I know, but I've currently done two and a half bowls.
I don't want to put you in the sin bin already. Just be
please,
quiet.
Please, I've made be quiet it this
for just,
far.
Just for just 1 second. Just 1 second. Let me. Brilliant. Okay.
But instead of you putting me in the sin bin, let me just go for a wee and they can all hear me flush the chain.
Brilliant. Okay, go for a wee. Let me just finish this sentence. I'll try and say. So.
Oh God.
I want to say that we've done 104 or 105 episodes, 3 or 4 episodes, whatever it is, right? A lot of fucking episodes this year. And
I've only been in one of them.
You've only been one of them, and it's a fucking reason for that, because you're a fucking nightmare.
I'm a fucking menace.
You're a fucking...
But would you have me any other way?
No. What I will say is that I have to edit some of this podcast. I've only had to edit the 45 minutes to 47 minutes.
So when it's 45 minute mark, come in. Matt's gonna put me in the bin, so he's gonna let me babble. Have you put me in the bin? No, I haven't.
I'm gonna put you in the bin if you carry on.
Matt's put me in the bin at 45 minutes.
No, I haven't. I'm just going to edit that. 45 minutes to 47 minutes where you talk about a certain individual we can't talk about because they...
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
That is right.
Just exactly. Know that I know.
We all know.
Sweet home Alabama.
Can I just talk about my the sponsor of this podcast? They're not a sponsor, but I wish they were. White Claw is fucking great, isn't it?
I've not even opened mine. I'm on my third bottle of wine, and I really don't.
I like it, but
I've drank too much wine.
I fucking love White Claw. Because you know why? It is only, and this is not an advert, this is genuinely true, it is only, it's sparkling water made with alcohol, but it gets you fucking well bladdered.
I don't know if you're going to edit this out, but I'm about to excuse myself, because I'm about to go chunder.
Are you going to go chunder? Are you going to have a chunder? Okay,
I'm going to have a tactical chunder.
Go have a tactical chunder, baby.
And then I'm going to neck another bottle of wine.
Fuck me.
Because at the beginning of this podcast, Matt told me that
fucking 3 hours ago, by the way.
3 hours ago. Like, just to set the preference for someone, like, Matt and Rebecca were kind enough to buy me a bottle of wine for Christmas.
They got you one for birthday as well.
And they also got me a bottle of wine for my birthday.
Because her birthday is on the 1st of December and Christmas on the 25th,
just to set the scene.
Are you trying to flash me as well? What the fuck are you doing with your top?
I've probably got nuts down my top.
Just take your fucking top off, mate. Don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean? We're all fucking friends. Do you know what I mean?
I ain't got my nip piercings in.
God's sake.
And I'm on like my third bowl, and I'd be really sad. Like, I'm so proud of Matt. Like, and
you can tell she's pissed because she's making compliments about me for a change.
Like, and like, I don't know if like any of you have like watched the YouTube videos. Like, I've known Matt since I was like, what, 18, 17?
Something like that.
Something like 10 years. And like, I've watched him gain confidence.
Lose confidence, gain
lose
weight,
confidence,
fucking
lose confidence, gain weight, blah, 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 blah. But I've never been prouder than what I am now. And I don't say it enough. And it's like, I think it is because, like, you are my best friend. And I get to
And
because
you've and, had three
like,
bottles
I've gained Rebecca as, like, I've gained Rebecca as, like, a best friend as well. Like, we're
completely, well, you know what? You know what?
We're like, completely off subject. But, like, Rebecca is, like, the female best friend, like, I've died for, like, We're planning more shopping trips.
It's
so fuck. Like, and it's like, as a girl that's in like the metal scene, and
I don't want to find
someone else that's like that. And I found Rebecca because I found
I don't want to bring up other people we talked about in previous episodes,
but fuck Chris Need.
Matthew's not going to edit that out because he knows
deep down Chris deserves that.
Anyway,
Christopher.
What I will say is, right?
But I tried really fucking hard.
This is prior to Rebecca being in my life. I tried really fucking hard to make you befriend friends of mine.
And
Bex,
it's like, I think.
Right?
Like,
and
I
you know what?
Like,
Terry, and I'm not going to. We're not going to go over that subject again.
No, Terry. I wouldn't change for the world.
No. Yeah, Terry is a fucking diamond angel.
I have
right?
met Terry. Yeah,
you'd love her. She's so on your level.
We went out in Yarmouth once, and I don't think Matt would mind me telling the story.
Shit, it's fine.
If you've listened to
3 and a bit hours of this fucking drunk cast, then you know because
it can
go
on forever. Like. Terry is the fucking kindest, sweetest person.
She's a fucking angel, man.
She's
I love her.
Diamond, like, and we done download for fucking years together, and she was the only one that I had. That, like, I hate to describe myself as that because of, like, I'm older now, but like a record.
You were a fucking record.
I was a fucking rebel. Like, I gave Matt crippling anxiety. Like, Matt thought...
But the thing...
Like,
the thing...
Sorry,
you stop
guys,
knocking the
not,
fucking mic.
I've just not... I've been fucking shit the whole way through this. So if you want to send me hate, my Instagram is Rebecca... Not so tall, Becca. So fucking send it that way because I'll rip you a new arsehole. But it's like... Like, Terry was my favourite record because Terry would keep up with
me. Right, so what...
And
what?
Like, I gained Rebecca and, like, I couldn't be... I don't think I say it enough, but, like,
okay, so
I'd like you to stop talking.
Okay, all right, I'll shut up. I'll put myself in the sin bin.
Like, put yourself in the sin bin, but, like... I'm so grateful for you two, because like, if it wasn't for you two, and it's really soppy because I don't hope this isn't the end of the podcast, because like, these guys are fucking amazing.
It won't be.
Like, and I'm so grateful for these two, because I don't think they realise how much they saved my life. Aww. In a way. Like, I remember messaging you when I was in tears outside Norfolk and Norwich. And yeah. I'm like, I questioned fucking everything at that point. And you were like, it's going to be okay. Like, you've got this. And I was like, you've been my rock. And do you know what I mean? Like, you two have single-handed, like, two people outside of family have single-handedly saved my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
You're going to make me cry, fam.
I know, like, it's a really sad. I know it's a really sad topic, and it's like the fucking end of the year podcast. But for someone that was on your YouTube videos for fucking years, and like, you could see my rock bottom in them, and like, I'm so fucking grateful that I don't ever have to watch them back, because I can see myself hitting rock bottom. And like, I remember you telling me, like, and I remember we had that one conversation that, like, off fucking camera, but I'll air it now. The amount I drank, the people I was with, and it scared you.
Yeah.
And the fucking, I remember you being like, the fucking, like, it's just like, everyone knows, like, on your podcast, that, like, I've done drugs, and drugs are fucking the devil's advocate.
So I remember
single-handedly saved my life, and I can never put that into words, and I can never thank you enough for showing me how much that I'm not even sad, like, because you two have showed me what life is worth. And it's like, I may never not get to get married or never meet the love of my life, but I get to see my best friend marry my best friend. Because it's like, I met you, what, fucking...
11 years ago.
Showing my tits through Mosh Against Cancer. That will never fucking forget. But I also got to meet Rebecca because of that. And I never...
And
do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I never get to say thank you enough because of that. And, like, and I'm so fucking proud of you, like, I've been your biggest supporter since, like,
day one when you aided me with
the fucking Hitler t-shirt that you're too scared to say about. And
to be fair.
I couldn't be so much more proud of you. And I don't say it because, like, you should know I'm proud of you without me saying it.
You were the first person who ever came on this podcast. Because I have the video of me and you doing the car chat podcast.
I remember that. Rebecca, this is so sentimental because it's like, I remember, like, back then, like, I didn't want to be here.
Mm.
And it's like, I remember being so proud of, like, I'm not sad, like, because it's like, I'm what, 4 or 5 years older, and I get to see the other end of life. Like, I get to see my best friend get married next year. Like, if something's not a sad end, because I reckon we've got another hour in us, right, guys?
Yeah. Like, The memory card says differently, but fuck the memory card.
Matthew will find another fucking way of getting this.
I'll plug it into the computer, it'll be fine.
Like, I'll plug it into the PC. If not, I've got a fucking MacBook that I paid £1,500 for. So if that boy can't make his way through a MacBook, but I'm so incredibly, and I don't think I say it enough, like, I'm so grateful I met you 11 years ago. And I couldn't thank you enough. Like, we went to London and we went to M&M World, me, you and Ben.
Fuck me, that was a fucking experience.
I fucking forever cherish that memory.
When I spent £30 on fucking M&M's.
Really?
And the worst part was it was fucking peanut M&M's. I don't even fucking like peanut M&M's.
That's like,
£35 fucking. It was ridiculous.
Thank him enough for meeting you, because it's like, I found, like, my female best friend.
And you know,
like,
what?
I found my female ride and die. Like, and you know, we had that conversation, like, the other month, like, the other week, where, like, being a female and, like, that likes metal music, that likes heavy metal, and trying to find someone else that likes that kind of music. Like, I found her, like, me and you went to that gig in fucking June. Oh,
that old Brill.
And we had a fucking whale of a time. Like, I threw up outside of Weatherspoons. Rebecca held my hair back. We fucking died. She fucking sat and spoke to, oh, what was that fucking, who's out that band?
Kieran.
Help a girl out.
Kieran.
Like, fucking Kieran. Like, I'm sorry, Kieran, I don't know your name. There you go, Rebecca. Kieran. At least one Rebecca does.
Fucking hell.
But, like, I met my female version that I needed in my life because it's, like, I don't think, like, I don't know if you, like, you agree with it, like, but being a female that's so heavy influenced with, like,
yeah,
heavy metal.
Because I ain't got a lot of female. I think you're the only female friend.
You're the only one I've got.
Because, like, Ashley,
if you want to go to a fucking hardcore gig,
I mean, there's Tash, but she's got, like, kids. You know what I mean?
But like, if you were to go to a hardcore gig on a fucking Thursday afternoon, throw your guts up outside throw your guts up, and if anyone's from fucking Norwich, the bell in Weatherspoons, because Rebecca watched me spew my fucking ring and then getting my little brother's car to take me home. Like, I couldn't thank her enough, but I also couldn't thank you enough for meeting her, and I'm so fucking grateful. And, like, I don't think, like, a lot of people, like, I'm gonna bamble, and, like, you can cut half of this out.
I'm not cutting any out.
Like, I hope you've got another hour. And have you got another
I've got
hour?
Another hour.
You got
I've got 51 minutes. Memory card.
Fuck the memory card. Fuck the memory card. Plug it into the Mac. I'm paying a grand and a half for. Do you know what I mean? Like, if Matthew Bacon can work him around a Mac, I can get this going for 6 hours. I'm so incredibly, and I don't tell you both enough. You two are the reason I'm still here. And I know you want to butt in, and I know it's killing you.
It's fine.
But, like, I got to go to Outbreak with you and relive being a teenager. I got to see Bastard play with Rebecca. And if anyone asked me a year ago, I wouldn't be here. Like, I'd happily end it all. Like, I remember you messaging you going, I could break down. not as in a pit breakdown, like, either. Like, we're talking suffocation, no breathing, cut my life into pieces outside NNN. And you were the person that told me that I can get through it. And I don't think I tell you both enough, but I'm so incredibly grateful, because if it wasn't, take out a family out of the equation, like, you two have single-handedly saved my life. And, like, I want to see, like, I cannot wait to see you two get married. Like, my mum's bought a fucking hat, bab. Like, little Julie.
Shut up, Carol.
Little Julie has made sure that woman has got the time off work. And I cannot wait to see my best friend marry my best friend that I got to meet through them. And not many people get to say that. Like, I'm lucky I've had you for the past 11 years.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to make you upset.
No, it's fine. But
I got to have you for 11 years. And then I got to have Rebecca. And I got to make another friend, another best friend. The person that would go shopping with me and sniff all the bath bombs in Lush. Like, she's a fucking ketted. We sniff them all.
Every single one.
And I couldn't be more grateful. Because I'm so proud. And I know Matt was dying to butt in.
No, it's fine.
I'm so proud, because I know how scared you was, 6 years ago? Mm. Not even that I wouldn't be here now. And I get to see my best friend. Like, my best friend who's, no offence, Rebecca, similar to Sam Washington's cancer. Like, I'm Rebecca's cinema tips. Like, she's given me a razor, shaved my armpits and stuck. She's wiped.
The only thing I will say, right, and this is a perfect way to kind of round.
We're not ending the podcast.
No.
We've easily got another hour.
What I want to say, right, is the fact is, if it wasn't for me making stupid fucking YouTube videos,
YouTube would never have met, right?
And I'm part of that, and I genuinely fucking mean this. Part of that is the fact that you've given me fucking hours of content for just being the fucking most hilarious, fucking unpredictable person in my fucking life.
I remember.
And that's the... I'm gonna fucking put you in the sin bin. Let me fucking.
I'm gonna land up in the.
Let me fucking do
my
bit. Let me do my bit. Let me do my bit. Right.
Let me do my bit. He hates me because what you don't know is Matt's got headphones in, and he's been dread. I'm in the fucking sin bin. Rebecca, give me your mic.
No, it's fine. I fixed it.
Right, am I at the sin bin?
I just pressed the fucking buttons on it. Sorry.
What Matt doesn't realize is. This, like, the person that creates the podcast you listen to, and it's like I've heard him rant fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, I've been the brunt of the bullet, like, and I'll take that because this man has single-handedly worked so hard. Like, me and Rebecca can probably both say we're blessed enough to get guests for Bloodslug. Because of the person that creates your podcasts. Like, Matt is my best friend. And he is, like, I could call him, he's like, I've got a podcast. And, but I know this man that you don't see, that you hear, is working so hard. And a little bit of sick, come up then.
Fuck's sake.
But it's like he has worked so hard, and he'll never tell you how hard he's worked.
I'll fucking tell you. I'll fucking warn you about it all the time if you listen to
Rebecca
me.
Rebecca has probably heard him. Rebecca, get to the mic because I want to throw you under the bus.
It's when you're doing your intro.
He's worked so hard, and
you work
like,
so hard.
I want nothing, and I've never wished. Like, I've been with fucking lads, and I've wished them the best. But I've never wished you so much fucking growth, so much fucking.
Can I just, because this man here,
that he'll never ever say out loud, and we have spoken about numerous times in this car and off podcast, because he's too scared to air my dirty laundry.
Nah, it's fine.
This man here has single-handedly, and I've never ever, like, I think I've told you, like, you I like to think I've told you, like, he single-handedly saved my life, like, and, like, tranquilizes a fucking dirty subject. As you can see, he's shaking his head. But this man here gave me the talking to I needed. And he was, I remember him, and like, you will know him as this bubbly cat, this bubbly person that does these podcasts, but I know him as my best friend. And I, like, I don't know if like a lot of your listeners have seen me on the podcast. Like, I've never understood
I mean, there's going to be people who followed from the YouTube, but I don't know the statistics, sure.
But if any of you have watched a YouTube video, like, I know Rebecca has.
I've seen them all.
And she's probably watched me drink myself silly. Like, to the point it's scary. And this man here gave me the talking to. That told me I was single-handedly ruined my career, and you can't tell me different.
The thing is, you saved my life, and I only done what anyone else would do.
Yes,
that's the point, right?
I get how hard it could have been, and it's not my podcast. Like, cut what you want out of it.
I'm not cutting any of it. But fuck it, I'm not cutting any of it.
I don't think you two realise how much you two saved my life. Like, you showed me how much fun it could be to be sober. To, like, my version of sober. Like, and how okay it is not to be okay. But Rebecca showed me, and it's really weird saying my own name because we share the same name if anyone else doesn't know. Like, we're both Rebecca's, but Rebecca goes as Rebecca and I go as Becca. And you showed me it's okay to have fun sober and go shopping and
go in
girly, like, you both single-handedly saved my life because I remember messaging you not even a year ago outside NNN and been like, I fucking give up. Like, and you both single-handedly, and I never told you, like, you can cut this out. Like,
I'm not cutting any of it.
You,
I told you
both saved my life and I couldn't give you credit for it. Like, and I couldn't thank you enough. And I don't tell you enough, like, for years you showed me that there's a different side of life. And I know you want to cut this podcast.
I'm not cutting any of it, I told you.
Because it's
yeah.
gone, like, 11:30 and like, your memory stick had 4 hours on it and we've babbled.
I've got 42 minutes exactly, it's fine.
But, like, from the first time I met you, you showed me that there's a different side of life that wasn't drugs, that wasn't, and it's like, not that I judge people that do it now, but you showed me there's a different side, and you showed me that, and it's a shame that, like, it's not visual, because, like, you showed me that, like, there's an okay side of life, and, like, I don't think neither of you understand. I don't know if you can hear me in your microphone, because I'm nowhere near it, but, like, both of you single-handedly saved my life, and I'm so proud that I get to see both of you. And I don't think I've ever told you, and I probably the wrong time to tell you live on a motherfucking podcast that I fucking Matt's put me in the naughty bin.
I've not touched you today.
I went in the naughty bin at 45 seconds because I mentioned something I shouldn't have done. Oi. But if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
You know, you know. So if you're any Norwich band, you know. Like, but I'm so glad I get to watch my best friend of, what, at that point, 12 years? Get to marry the best friend I got to meet. And I couldn't thank you enough. And I'll never tell you again. Because, like, you are my fucking saving grace.
You're not talking to the microphone, by the way.
Rebecca.
Sorry to break this really lovely moment.
Rebecca
but
is my saving grace. Yeah. And she's my fucking normality in life. For someone that struggled for years, both of you have single-handedly made me realise that life is okay. And as long as I get to see you, both of you, be happy, that's all that fucking matters. Because I get to see my best friend marry the female best friend that's into, like, the same music as me.
Can I just interject?
Like, right? I'm in tears.
I know. She's crying. Can I interject,
I
right?
Best friend marry my female best friend.
I feel like you covered it. It's all good. What I will say is,
I love both of you
we love you.
But let's play a game in part four because I refuse
to
let.
I'm not doing part four.
Matthew is doing part four. It's heard loud and clear. Matthew is doing part four.
What I'm gonna say?
Because Mama never raised no bitch. Mel, I'm naming your mama. Mel never raised no bitch.
What I'm going to say is, I posted a picture on my Instagram on the 24th.
You got part four in your baby.
24th of June, 2024. 2023.
I'm going to go for the
water
or wine.
Shut up. I posted.
Free ASMR of any nonsense in between.
You're such a fucking prick. Right. What I said, that was beautiful. What I was going to say was, in June 2023, on 24th of June 2023, I posted a picture of me and you at Outbreak Festival, and I put on there, My ride or die, no questions asked. That is what you are to me. You are my fucking ride or die. You are my get out of free fucking jail card. You are my bail, no questions fucking asked. If we were in America and I needed a cash fucking bail, no questions asked, you are fucking there.
I'm not knowing this question. Right? Believe me, I'll put it on the
credit card.
It's not even that, I don't think... I know, you only want to do three parts.
We are in doing three parts.
I would really appreciate if both of you would agree to do four.
No, absolutely not. Three is enough.
Why won't you do four?
Because we've done fucking 4.5 hours of podcasting. Fuck me.
We've got another hour in us.
No, I don't think. I think you might. We don't. What I will.
I reckon you have, and I reckon what? Rebecca's got the
because,
girls.
Listen.
I'm going to be sick.
Okay, fine. What I will say is if you have made it this...
How long have we got left on this memory stick?
37 minutes.
Well, I reckon I can... No. Because listen.
You're drunk.
I'm paralytic.
Shush, then.
Just for the record, I'm approximately 2.5 balls down. And I know that, Matt works really hard. And I don't tell you, I don't listen to your podcast. I'm honest.
I'll be honest, you don't want to listen to this one back.
And do you know what? When you get to part three, you're a fucking real one. If you're going to give anyone fucking shit about part three, I beg you, come. Do you not message me?
Because what I'm going to say.
Man that's fucking created this podcast doesn't deserve it because I'm the one that's got foot and mouth disease.
All right, okay.
Matt, and I don't think you realise. Let me pour another bottle because the man that creates and Matt's gonna fucking do it.
Okay, no, right. What I'm gonna say is
I'm only singing the tune because I'm pouring a bottle of wine.
I've put her in the sin bin, to be honest, because she's...
Take me out of the sin bin. Okay, fine.
Don't crush her fresh up. Because we're plat.
Anyone that gets the privilege, and I reckon I can say this about you, fucking putting me in the fucking sin bin.
I'm holding my breath.
I've been in the sin bin for the past half an hour. I give Matt anxiety because me and Matt were talking about this earlier. I say very controversial, very, very straight to the fucking point.
You are going to have beer fear something fierce later.
It's not my fucking podcast. If you fucking make your crime, message me. I'll tell you to... I'll buy you from fucking tissues. This man here that you don't get to see and I get the privilege to see works so fucking hard.
You know,
fucking 300,000 podcasts. If you put me in a segment,
I put Rebecca in. I put this bear one. What I will say, right? And this is gonna end the podcast because
I don't want it.
Because you and Rebecca are more than welcome to come back on anytime. What I will say, right, is we have done 104 episodes of guest interviews this year.
Do you think we've got another hour?
No, we haven't.
Make it
105. No, because this is right, and I don't know if you know this. Genuinely, I don't know if you know this, right? This is the 300th episode special.
This is going out in half an hour, telling you and Rebecca how much you two have saved my life.
Yeah, fine. What I'm saying,
I really wish you were able to edit that because if not, it's going to make me sound like one suicidal bitch.
It's fine. Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last visit.
Shut up, man. What I'm saying. Is that the right one?
Can you pause me?
Hang on.
No, I need a wee.
Hang on. I'm just going to end the podcast, right?
Just let me finish my piece.
Right? Don't make me put you in sin bin.
I'm going to be sick.
Okay, fine. Just let me finish, right? Please. I'm asking you actually, just let me finish, right? And then we can all go home and we can all go to bed and it'll be fine.
I've got beef here.
Okay, fine. But,
I don't know what I've said.
Okay, right. So I'm gonna end the podcast.
I've thrown some tattoo at some of the bin.
So I'm gonna end the podcast. I've put these two on mute, but just I want to say, right?
You can take me off mute. I'm gonna keep my mouth.
No. Just let me finish. Just please let me finish because I need to end this podcast because we've got 52 minutes left, and we've done this for 4 hours. I think 3 hours, whatever. Right, 300 episodes of this silly, stupid podcast I started in 2020. I am beyond fucking grateful for everyone who has ever fucking supported. Okay, Rebecca's gonna be sick. What I will say is I am so fucking grateful for everyone who supported and listened and downloaded and subscribed and all that stuff. And the drunk cast is very silly. It's very silly, right? And Rebecca's come to give me a hug. Becca's going to be like, it's very silly, right? And the point is, just go in for our port of view to do. The point, oi, twat, come on. Let me finish the pod. Becca, sort her out, please. Let me just finish this, right? The point is, this is a chance for me to have a drink with my best friend and my wife to be. Let my hair down, enjoy myself, and my best friend's paralytic. Absolutely fucked. She's done two bottles of wine. I thank you so much for everything.
Chris Beck.
Shut the fuck up a minute, right? Just let me finish the rest of this fucking podcast, right? I've recorded 8 fucking podcasts in January. Please don't ruin this intro. Exit. Hang on, she wants to say something. Go on, say it.
I've only been wanting your podcast since. What? And I'm sorry, I've only been in
okay.
one.
Okay, thanks.
I'm gonna have to sit here for a sec.
Just chill over there. Just let me finish. I'm so close, right? Yeah, January, I've got 7 podcasts recorded with Dream State, South of Salem, Dead Poet Society, loads of other great bands. It's going to be great. Thank you so much for listening. I apologise for the last 2.5 episodes of Absolute Shit Show. We love you. We respect you. I mean, have a lovely new year. We'll see you very soon. Peace and love. Yeah.